I'm Tommy Gimler. The NFC South is so bad that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers still have a chance to win the division despite winning for just the second time on Sunday, and that's just garbage.
I'm Andy Ostroff. Jose Canseco's finger is becoming a bigger headline than Kim Kardashian's oiled-up poop shoot. And now you might be able to buy it.
I'm in.
The finger.
I'm Barry Murphy. Is Dwight Howard a pussy? Kevin Durant sure thinks so.
Plus, our Indian intern, Rakesh, is here to talk about who you should put your kids' college fund on this weekend when you're betting on football. Thank Christ he's not sitting at our table because he smells like a fucking sewer.
The Daily Upper-Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right. Welcome back, gentlemen.
It's good to see
you guys didn't go spend your money and on a hardcore like cocaine binge and not make it back for week two. I had a lot of fun last week.
That's how I'm awake right now.
It's good to see everybody here. We're actually up two people this week. We've got our Indian intern, Rakesh, here to go over his bets on what he calls American football. And then we have our good friend, Tishon Phillips. Hi, Tishon. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
That's a million-dollar voice right there. That's netted about $12,000 so far.
He's like Ted Williams, not the baseball player, but the homeless guy. Y'all know who I'm talking about, right?
Can you give us what did he say that time there? He was talking about Kraft macaroni and cheese, right? Where the guy came up and said, "Hey, just speak into the microphone." It was like Kraft macaroni and cheese. So give us a Ted Williams.
It's delicious. The Kraft macaroni and cheese, the cheesiest around.
Kraft macaroni and cheese, the cheesiest around.
Man, they're like layers. They're like great. Layers. That voice is like a delicious wedding cake with just layers.
It was very nice.
He drinks like that homeless guy.
Oh, man.
He does. That's something that the voices have going for him. All right, let's not waste any time. Let's get into the hot mess. Yeah.
The hot mess.
The NFC South, gentlemen. Atlanta Falcons. Tied atop the division with the New Orleans Saints.
Falcons.
I also say Las Vegas.
They say words weird. Yeah, he says Las Vegas. He probably says bag instead of bag.
What would it be? Falcons?
Yeah, Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons. I was like, Falcons.
You're from South Africa.
It's one of my favorite shows growing up. Falcon Crest.
Star Trek. The Falcons.
It's not a no. I thought it was a no. My bad. Atlanta and New Orleans tied atop the division at 4-6. Tampa Bay, despite a 2-8 record, still has a chance to win the division, and that's terrible. So what do you think, Andy? We'll let you go first. Who ends up winning this bitch?
I want to see one of them get it at like 6-10 and then make it to the NFC Championship.
No way. No way
get
do they
the
do
Super
it
Bowl.
At that point.
Just if they're get to the Super Bowl. Hey, if the you know what I realized the other day? If the Cardinals keep winning, they're going to play a Super Bowl home game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which totally beats down my conspiracy theory of...
Yeah, you're a big conspiracy guy.
What's your conspiracy theory?
That is a lot in all areas of life, but sports...
But this one, look at this. So you look at Arizona's hosting the Super Bowl this year, right?
Yeah.
There's no way that the NFL can allow them to be the team that plays there because the city itself will lose $3 to $5 million.
That's a good thought.
See,
yeah.
He really believes there's these like whiteys up in a room somewhere who can like control. Like you can't win.
Make sure he drops this pass right here.
No, I met some guy a while ago who was on like the Kansas City Chiefs executive board, and he was telling me like crazy shit. He's like, the amount of game fixing the NFL would make your head spin.
He would love Tom.
And he's like, I got to meet this guy.
The one he kept talking about, though. The guy, I don't know how it came up as him, but the guy's he's like, oh, Dan Marino. He's like, the reason he never won a Super Bowl was because he was making too much money losing.
You know? That's unbelievable.
Oh, that'd be great if he came out and like did a whole documentary about it.
I wish I would have asked him that when I interviewed him at the Super Bowl.
I
got a chance to interview
him.
He
would have punched you in the face.
So then there's CBS fires Dan Marino then from their their Sunday show. So he's catching on somewhere. Yeah. Either that or the NFL is probably still paying him.
He can work for the Dolphins for the rest of his life.
Yeah, he's working for the Dolphins.
And that makes a lot of sense on why like him knocking up that other chick and having a kid. Yeah, that why it was like buried for so long, right?
Yeah. Well, one of the things the guy told me is like, yeah, why do you think Dan Marino dropped so far in the draft? Because nobody wanted to touch him because he was shaving too many points at Pitt.
Really?
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, my God. I don't know how to process this.
I love that sort of shit. Most people are like, oh, that's bad. I think it's great.
He was like
totally
Tony from Blue Chips.
If I was 20 years old and you were like, hey, here's $500, I would have totally dumped the game.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. Like, we had, like, both of our parents they both lived in a house already. But imagine like your mom is struggling and she's working two jobs to put you in a house and someone says, hey, you fumbled twice.
Yeah.
In this one game, just once.
No problem.
In this one game, and we'll put your mom in a new house. Sure shit. Yeah. Can I also get a new tractor and $20,000 in a bag? You know, in a,
yeah. In a I'd love bag? To see my mom drive.
I would
Hummer
like a Lexus that I'm going to say, I don't want this. Like Leon Bordeaux.
Mom, we got a Hummer. What?
That would
have been
great.
Love the H2.
H2. Hummer. What about that H3?
Everything's a promo for your reel.
So, Tishon, what would you think if all of a sudden it came out that Peyton Manning was losing games? Or, like, let's say he lost the Super Bowl, like, intentionally, like, made sure that snap went over his head for his safety to begin last year's Super Bowl. What would you do? What would you do if you found out that like he intentionally lost or was intentionally like
the center was shaving points?
I don't know. My eye's starting to twitch. It's sort of that's a painful
soft spot. Yeah.
That's from the emotional side, from the pocketbook side. There was a lot invested into that game, so it's a hard question for me to really tackle. Peyton Manning, I mean, that seems far-fetched, though. Let's face that.
Yeah, he's got all that Papa John's money.
He's no Dan Marino.
I believe him in the whole high-priced hookers thing, but I don't believe he would throw a game.
I don't know. The conspiracy theory I heard on Peyton Manning is... I have a cool conspiracy on Peyton Manning. I don't know if it's true, but I'd love for it to be true because I think it would... Like, it's that Peyton Manning's gay.
No.
Get on it. No. That's the exact opposite of what he
would. Well, no, you're talking about high price hookers. The theory I have is different because you never see it with a wife or anything. Apparently, he was visiting Brokeback Mountain with Kenny Chesney years ago, you know, and that was the big deal. That's why he got divorced from Renee Zellweger for fraud. And you can see me doing air quotes because that was what it was in the divorce. Yeah. And then, but here's the thing, man. It's like if Peyton Manning came out, that's not Michael Sam. This is Peyton fucking Manning. He would do more for gay rights in one press conference than any fundraiser, any march, any law, anything. The best quarterback in football. Like, I would.
But do you think like some of the gay guys in West Hollywood would be like, he's not even that good looking?
Who
we don't want him.
Fucking cares? He is the best at like the most manliest position in the world.
Did you ever think we'd have this conversation about Peyton Manning being gay?
Yeah, I'm trying to find where this was in the syllabus.
It's not in the syllabus. I'm flipping the script.
Shit.
Ah! Don't get me started.
Let's ask Ted Williams. Ted Williams, you have a beautiful wife. If Peyton Manning came up and said, "Hey, bud, let's felch," would you? Would you felch Peyton Manning as a Denver Broncos
Were you doing
fan?
A sound effect, Murph? Was that felching sound effect, or was that just you disgusted?
It was a little of both.
He's burping.
I feel like that would have been really.
I would have done it. Yeah.
I feel like that would have been really, really upfront of him. I thought that's specific. I don't know. I think we'd have to date a few times before.
Well, he's got to be with that kind of money and fame and celebrity. You know, he could just be like, "Yeah, let's felch." You'd be like, "Oh, okay, yeah, go back to it."
Well, I'm glad we're talking about gay because it leads us right into our next topic. Jose Canseco.
Not gay.
Well,
no, he's not gay, but I did see him out at a club in Hollywood once. He was wearing a mesh t-shirt.
Good for him, man.
God, I'm so glad I have you on the show. This is like, I used to think that giving Pac Ross $50 to write for the Daily Upper Decker was the best $50, but having him on the show for $50 is probably the best $50. This is great. You know, you've been everywhere. You've seen everybody. You might. Are you a Freemason? You like seem to be able to get in everywhere and have the download.
I don't know, man. I just do random stuff all the time.
He's a yes man. He's a real life yes man.
Yeah.
And he's found out that Peyton Manning's gay because of it. That's great.
No, that's not fact. That's just
speculation. All right.
And according to our anonymous friend, though, who works for the NFL Network, Peyton Manning puts Tiger Woods saying?
Peyton Manning puts Tiger Woods to shame when it comes to the horse.
Really? Makes Tiger Woods look like a hobo when it comes to the hose.
But he's no Bill Cosby. Let's draw the line there.
It's like hearing Ted Danson's a rapist. Like, I don't want to hear that.
He might
be. 80s TV shows. I don't want to hear anything about it. Thursday night must-see TV. I don't want to hear anything bad about any of those people. Maybe Jason Alexander.
The hot mess. Speaking of the 80s, Jose Canseco, a couple weeks ago,
Brothers
shoots off his middle finger. Goes to get it reattached, starts playing a game of poker, and you texted me this. You were like, "Hey, did you see Jose Canseco played a game of poker it falls into like the pot.
It fell onto the table, and he was like, "Oh, it should have fallen off. They did a shitty job sewing it on." It's like, what are you doing?
That's not a good. That's not a good bluff right there. Wow, this guy's really all in.
I don't know. This guy must have it.
He might have hit the nut flush here.
I feel like everything with that guy is a publicity stunt nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, since I saw his book at the on the shelf at the 99-cent store, I feel like he's just, you know, grasping at straws. And I mean, like, the shit with the goats. Did you see that thing with the goats? He was tweeting, he's like, I got goats in the car, and I got pulled over. Oh, they're pissing in the back seat. He had goats in his fucking car. Yeah, he's a weirdo.
And then last week, he went off and started tweeting about, like, galactic beans and like, comet taxis and shit like that.
He's a maniac. He shot off his finger, and then he's trying to sell that finger on eBay.
Yeah, now he's selling that finger on
he
eBay.
He can't. Did you see the eBay thing? eBay won't
let him sell body parts?
You can't sell body parts on eBay. And then he also tried to couple it with the gun. Did you see the gun? Yeah, it looked like he was in El Mariachi. It's like fucking gold plated. Like,
if you like this, then you'll like that.
he's like with a finger. Man,
you want my finger,
dude? But honestly, like, how cool would that be if you just had like a jar, like in your house, just filled with formaldehyde and Jose Canseco's face? Like, what a conversation.
Those are pickled eggs. Those are pickled onions. That's Jose Canseco's finger. You don't want to touch that one right over there.
It's my prized possession.
Like, what happens when you buy something on eBay? Does it come up? Like, people who have purchased Jose Canseco's finger have also purchased.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's like, you look for Jose Canseco's. Yeah. I mean, you can't buy it on eBay.
2 gallons
sure
of whey protein.
Like, tweet him. Like, yo, now I'm interested in your finger.
People also buy it.
You're like, how much? But also, like, you could get it in, you remember that movie, what was it, Tomcats?
Two for the Money,
yeah. Remember that movie Tomcats with, like,
That was underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
Jerry
Busey
O'Connell.
Busey's
son is in it, but remember, he gets his testicle taken out, and then he wants to save it, and they have the scene where they're, like, running through the testicle, and some guy bites into it, and they just put a walnut, but it's in that, like, lucite, that clear lucite. I wonder if
felching noise again.
Yeah, I wonder if you could do that with Jose's finger and just like wear it around your neck or something. What's that?
People are always like, they want to ask you what it is, but they're like,
they're like, no,
him.
They can see it's clearly a finger.
It's a finger, but do I ask him?
It has like an 88.
Does
it come with a World Series ring on it? That's
40-40.
40-40. It's 40-40 ring.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so let's go before we move on to the next topic. Over under on when this clown dies.
Oh, he's going to live forever.
No way. 57 and a half.
77 and a half.
Really? 77 and a half over under?
Yeah, he's going to be an old man signing autographs in Vegas for like.
I'll take the under on that. 77 and a half.
Really?
So what was the bet we made last week?
I think he's going to come close a lot of times.
Right. Yeah.
He's just going to stay around.
Like a Nicky
Six? And he's
going
to also be like, yeah, I was about to die, but then I got this crazy blood transfusion in Vietnam.
Right. If you want to buy the needle that injected me with the new blood, it's not going to be on eBay.
I know people who play poker with the guy, too. Oh, I wonder if that was their game.
God, you know everybody.
I should text my friend and be like, yo, were you playing that game with Jose Canseco with his fucking finger from?
Unbelievable. All right, so over under. T-Shawn, what do you think? Over under 77 and a half.
Oh, I think over.
You think he's going to
live? No, he's a hyperbolic chamber kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's an indestructible force.
Yeah. And you know, it's like, I mean, you know, just, you know, what's the average age for a man is like you'd think he'd be below average, but he's got some futuristic magic.
Well, Ozzie Canseco at least now has something more than Jose Canseco, fingers. So he's one up on his brother finally in something.
Oh, jeez.
All right, moving on to our final topic here in the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Is Dwight Howard a pussy? Gentlemen, first, Kobe called him a soft motherfucker and a, quote, bitch-ass nigga. And now Kevin Durant says he's a pussy. Let's discuss. Is Dwight Howard a pussy?
I wouldn't say it to his face.
That's a good call. Murph, you're the Daily Upper Decker, dailyupperdecker.com, by the way, dailyupperdecker.com, nothing but sports and crap. Murph, you're the Daily Upper Decker resident white NBA expert. What do you think? Is Dwight Howard a pussy?
If I had to guess, I would say yeah, but it's amazing that Kevin Durant, who's a pretty soft-spoken guy, came out and said that. I also would like to bring up that on urbandictionary.com, They have a definition.
A pussy?
No, for bitch ass nigga.
Oh, really? What is it?
Dwight Howard. It is.
It's a brother that acts like a sister, always whining and talking too much, taking your stuff, talking behind your back, etc.
Wow.
When using a sentence, hey, say what? That bitch ass nigga talks too much. So
that's his Chicago accent.
Why? Because he said the N word.
Well, that was the only way I could get away with it, by using Urban Dictionary.
Hey, while you're on Urban Dictionary, would you do me a favor? Will you look up the term "dancing in Riverside"?
Oh, here we go.
Is this something? I like it. Dancing in Riverside. Yeah. While he's looking that up,
look up dancing. In Riverside.
I thought the greatest part about the whole situation is that Gary Payton, the glove, went on with.
Speaking of the glove, what's his five fingers of a glove?
Oh, is it? Should we go into it? You got it up?
That's a full glove.
What is this? Dancing in Riverside.
Well, this is a Gimler. Oh, you want me to read it?
Oh, yeah.
Dancing. Chishon, can I get a lead in?
Dancing in Riverside.
Beautiful. When a recently divorced woman licks your anus. When used in a sentence. She just got out of a marriage, so I knew she was down. But it wasn't until we went dancing in Riverside that I knew she was a freak.
I created that one. Thank you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Buddy. All right.
Published author.
The Daily Upper Decker and Urban Dictionary. Pulitzer Prize in the future.
Too many credits. Look, I have one Urban Dictionary credit, two Daily Upper Decker credits.
Not to mention your pen name is Captain Glamorous.
Captain Glamorous. That's my real name.
That almost has to be a new feature on this podcast, is that every week we should come up with something.
And put it in.
And put it in Urban Dictionary, and then wait, and then see the next week, did it get picked up? Yeah. I think we're on to something here, Captain Glamorous.
We'll always put it
under Captain Glamorous.
Captain Glamorous.
Give it a thumbs up.
Hell yeah. How many does it have?
I feel like my mom. How does this work? It's got eight. Now nine.
Nine thumbs up.
And when did you upload that?
I don't know, like a year ago.
Yeah. It'll catch on. We'll start using it.
Nearly one a month.
So what's your take? I really don't follow the NBA because it's a fixed sport. So what's your take? Is he? Like, have you watched him? Is he?
Yeah, no, he's soft. I mean, like, we live in L.A. now. I watched a lot of Lakers games when he was there. And, I mean, like, I don't love Kobe, but Kobe's awesome. And Kobe's a gamer. And he's a wuss. He really is. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about it. I don't feel like I'm qualified to talk about it, really. But, yeah, if I had to guess, yeah, I think he is.
Until it comes to kids. You know, he's being investigated for whipping his kid with a belt.
Who isn't?
Right. Well, but I'm saying, like, when it comes to that, as long as...
Really?
If he hit his kid on the ass with a belt, like, is there... Who, when I was a kid, I might have gotten hit with a belt.
Your dad ever give you the whip?
So religious. Is he religious?
Did you ever get the AP didn't to the nuts, though? That's weird.
Dude. Didn't he have the hidden wife on that show, Basketball Wives? Like, that Basketball Wives show just had the girl on it who, like, nobody knew who she was. She was Dwight Howard's baby mama.
Really?
Yeah, but it was, like, hidden because he was so pious or whatever.
Because he's a pussy. He didn't want anyone to know. That's how where it came out right there.
If you can't admit that you have a wife on Basketball Wives, you're
well, no,
pussy.
It wasn't his wife. It was his baby mama. But the thing is, he wasn't supposed to be having a baby mama because he's, like, goes to church and shit.
Speaking of pussy, gentlemen, I'm glad we're talking about this because it leads
your
us into
air conditioning in here?
That's unbelievable. Hey, it's your condo, motherfucker.
This is a studio.
We rent from you.
The dud pool.
Speaking of pussy, this is great. It's this week's dud pool. If you were given such a privilege, which of these guys would you let run a train on your sister? Is it Clayton Kershaw, Mike Trout, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Kane, or Antonio Brown? You can vote this week at dailyupperdecker.com. That's dailyupperdecker.com. Nothing but sports and crap. Gentlemen, what do you think? Out of those five, Clayton Kershaw, Mike Trout, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Kane, or Antonio Brown, who would you let run a train on your sister?
Oh, I know for sure which one I would choose.
Well, I mean, do you only have brothers? Then maybe Aaron Rodgers would be able to run a train.
I only have a brother. But if I did have a sister, I would say Clayton Kershaw. And you want to know why?
I do want to know why.
Because Clayton Kershaw would probably he'd probably take her out, make her feel like a princess, do everything right. It'd be like the best date ever. Everything would be perfect. And then they'd go back home. And nothing would happen because the dude doesn't finish when it counts, right?
Oh, God, oh snap. You. Oh, snap, girlfriend. Oh, snap.
Yeah, it's like, oh, at the playoffs?
Murph, what do you think? Kershaw, Trout, Rogers, Kane, or
what running a train is?
Well, basically, like, if your sister was just going to get hammered by multiple men.
Okay.
That he would lead it.
So it's not really just Clayton Kershaw. It's him and the bowl.
He would be the first. He'd be the first one, yeah.
You mean the conductor?
Yeah, correct.
Who would be the caboose in this situation?
I'm gonna.
Well, on the Dodgers, probably like A.J. Ellis.
Feel free to reference Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew.
Thank you.
Andy Vance likes kid.
I'm going to talk shit about the Blackhawks and say Patrick Kane.
I mean, Patty Kane!
Yeah, have you seen his mullet and you hear some
stories
about him?
Yeah, Patty Kane pulls more chicks in Chicago than anybody.
And him and his boys run around the town. I think the good thing is he's going to leave your sister a couple $100.
That's afterwards. Great. Like he's going to give him the Jeter, like a prize, like a going away
Yeah, a little gift basket. Yeah.
Fucking gift bag.
A little gift basket.
Little Harry and David.
But it's what's more interesting to me about this is how you came up with this list. It's like Kershaw, Trout, Rogers seem like saints.
Uh-huh.
And Antonio Brown and Kane.
Well, I'm thinking about just pure awesomeness in their field. Antonio Brown I just basically put in because you had to have someone who wasn't white. As soon as I put the first four, I was like, hey, we got to put someone in there.
You think Roethlisberger's a little disrespected that you left him off the list?
Oh, well, you know,
Roethlisberger's going to do it without your consent.
So. This is the first time we've updated the list in like a year, and the two guys who dropped off the list were Adrian Peterson and Oscar Pistorius. And they're not even in like sixth or seventh anymore. They've fallen off quite a bit.
Poor he was Oscar. Pretty fast.
He was.
When he put his legs
just
on.
Defending himself.
Who wouldn't have wanted? Who wouldn't have wanted the Blade Runner? The Blade Runner. Plowing your sister.
He seems innocent.
Ah. All right, so make sure you go vote on that. We'll discuss the results next week.
Down with bullets.
Again, it's if you were given such a privilege, which one of these guys would you let run a train on your sister? Clayton Kershaw, Mike Trout, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Kane, or Antonio Brown? Vote now at dailyupperdecker.com.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, it's time for our next segment. It's the first time we've had him on the show. Really excited to do this one. It's not like it's a huge deal that it's the first time we've had him because it's really only our second show, but if you've been following along at the Daily Upper Decker, dailyupperdecker.com, you'll know our next guest by his football picks that he puts in usually every Friday. He's our smelly Indian intern. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Rakesh the intern. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, considering I'm an unpaid intern, but pretty good.
Well, in years past, we've given you a chance to get paid. You know, all you had to do was make the correct football picks. You actually won twice last year. So technically last year we gave you $100, which is like what, like 12,000 rupees?
Yeah, it bought me a nice little farm in the south of Howrah.
I also think it's worth mentioning that I don't know that internships pay in India either. Like I think it's pretty normal that the internship doesn't pay.
Actually, the vast majority of jobs in India are unpaid internships.
And how many times last week when you came into the office did I take you out the subway?
That would be half a time.
Half the time. All right, so 2.5 times I took you out to Subway. What was your favorite sandwich?
What is that one? The where they do the weird one now where you it's like... It's like a pizza, but in a sandwich.
Pastrami?
What is a? It's like a Totino's party pizza, but in a sandwich. Like I came here for a sandwich. Why do you have a pizza?
And you went with it. It was like, wow, it's.
I did it.
You did.
They said, "Do you like pizza?" I said, "Who does not?"
Oh. Speaking of who does not like pizza, let's talk about all the pizza we're going to win this week. Thanks to your picks, Rakesh. I'm looking over your picks. I actually like them.
They're great picks.
They are. Last week, a good week. You were 4-3 last week. That brings your record up to an amazing 38-33-2. So you're hitting at about 53.5%. So people at home, if they've been following you, they're actually winning money this year.
Well, I'm glad someone is earning money.
All right. Well, let's stay on the Rakish rickshaw and let's ride this thing in the glory this weekend. First, we'll go over your college games. I noticed Kansas State at West Virginia Thursday night. You like the over 57.5 points. Why do you like the over here?
I did. I like the over here many reasons. For one, that Mountaineer offense. Let me tell you, those rednecks can play. That, it's just like a scoring machine, just potent.
Potent? How potent?
But the potent, I'll tell you, it's like my cousin Deepak. This dude, he's like 8 kids, man, but only 27 years old, bro. Okay? That's potent.
Like potent, right? Potent swimmers? Like potent?
Yeah, I mean, what did you say? Eight kids?
We're talking football, you're talking swimming. What do you mean?
No, I mean like impregnating his wife, swimmers. You know, like, you know, the S word. I don't like to say it.
Again, I was talking football, you're talking, I don't get this. What is impreg?
What do you mean by potent is what I want to know.
Oh, what I mean by potent? Potent was just a word that I heard once and I like saying.
It's a great word.
Honestly, I don't know exactly what it means.
But why not, right? It's fun
but
to say.
But why not? It's a good, I mean, Deepak, okay? He's potent.
So potent would be like, you know, you're very fertile. You're very
well, that's where I was going to.
Powerful.
The connection was not made.
That's why
you're
it makes sense.
You're powerful. Oh. So what would be the word in back in India for potent? Did they have a word for potent back home?
They would just say like very much a lot of this.
Perfect. So hopefully we're going to get very much a lot of this points then in the West Virginia Kansas State game on on Thursday night. Once again, Rakish, lock number one, load and lock up, he says, on the West Virginia Kansas State over 57.5 points. Moving on, the next pick, I noticed Rutgers at Michigan State, minus 22 points. That's a lot of points, but you still like the Spartans in this one.
Well, yes. I mean, come on. Let's see. Okay, Michigan State, they're scoring fat points at home, man. Like fat. Like Uncle Rishabh fat, man. 400 pounds, man. 400 pounds. Okay?
And this is your uncle.
They play my uncle, my own flesh and blood.
So what does he do? What does he do back in
Howrah? He doesn't do anything, man. That's why he's 400 pounds.
All right. So
it's Rutgers too, okay? They may as well be playing Uncle Rishabh, all right? This Rutgers team. It's about as gross as Aunt Mahima, man. She picks her teeth with her toenails.
Come on, really?
No joke, man. Happened last year at Christmas, even though we don't celebrate it.
Oh, unbelievable. All right, so...
I think you're getting a fax, man.
Is that what that was in the back?
That's a fax machine.
All right, so we've got Michigan State minus 22. We got the West Virginia Kansas State over 57.5. Let's do one more college game. Looks like you like the Clemson Tigers over Georgia State. I don't even know where Georgia State is. I don't even know what their mascot is, but maybe that's why you like them minus 40. 40 points, that's a lot, bud.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret, okay? Georgia State is in the state of Georgia. So there you go. Now you know.
Thanks, buddy.
And I wouldn't say I like Clemson. What's to like, really? I just picked this, okay? Minus 40, man.
But something's got to be up there, right? 40 points?
I don't trust. I know you're saying, you know, it's fishy. It might be a little fishy. Fishy smell. Fish smell bad, right? Smell fishy. You know, that's like a conscious spoon, okay?
Who's a conscious?
That's a spoonie. Biggest slut in Howrah. And my ex.
What? You dated the biggest slut in Howrah?
Yes, buddy.
You're not happy about it?
No. I just think of my cousin Gokul, man. He even got a piece of that after we broke up.
So
and he's got the baby left arm, man.
What? So your cousin Gokul has a baby left arm, and after you broke up with a conch, who you're saying is the biggest slut in your city back home, your cousin Gokul hooked up with her with his baby left arm.
Georgia State at Clemson minus 40, man.
All right.
I don't think he wants
to. He doesn't want to talk about that. That's some sad shit, I think, in his. All right. So if
that
you're.
That's a depressing story.
If you're.
Oh my God.
If you're following along at home, that's West Virginia, Kansas State, yeah, over 57.5 points. Somebody turned that thing on. Rutgers at Michigan State. He wants Michigan State minus 22. Again, it's the Kansas State at West Virginia over 57.5. Michigan State minus 22. Georgia State at Clemson minus 40. You've actually been doing really well in the NFL this year, 17-14-1. You've got three or four picks we're going to go through now, starting with Thursday night. It's normally you wait till the weekend. You pick those games, but you this is very rare that you're getting in this in these picks very early and going for the Thursday night games. This one, Kansas City at Oakland on Thursday night, and surprisingly, you like Oakland in this one.
I do like Oakland, man. Because, you know, the Chiefs bubble, it's got to burst, okay? They cover a spread in 9 straight games, okay? So what do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're going to do it again? No, I tell you no, okay? Plus, I'm sick, tired of being confused for a Chief, all right? It's different Indian, man.
All right, so Oakland, even though they're terrible, you're like plus 7. Plus, if you think the minus 40 smells fishy, you got to think Oakland just plus 7? Murph, what do you think? You're a gambling guru, plus 7?
I do. I would stay the hell away from this game, but if I had to pick, I would take Oakland. KC, I don't think KC, I can't remember the last time they won a game by more than 7 points. They won these 3.5-4-point spread games constantly. But you don't bet on this game.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough to put cash down, but Rakish is going with the Raiders. All right.
Crazy 9 straight games is, by the way.
What, to cover?
It's insane.
Right.
That doesn't happen in any sport.
9 straight games. Yeah, there was something this past week. I took Rakish, your advice last week. You had San Diego State. San Diego State had an over in any of their games. They had played 9 games. They were all unders, and then finally the over hit last week. So thanks for that, buddy.
Well, I appreciate you acknowledging my contribution to your win.
All right, moving on. We've got Arizona at Seattle. You like the reigning Super Bowl champions minus 6.5. What do you think, bud?
Okay, let's look at it this way. They won the Super Bowl before, and Arizona has not.
I actually really like Seattle, and I was hoping for a little more here because Rakish's. Most of his explanations are pretty great. That one, speaking of fishy.
Some might think this might be a very bold pick, but, you know, I just kind of phoned it in this one. I had to really go to the bathroom. just, you know, out on my balcony here.
Can I ask you a question? I don't mean to be racist, but a lot of people get sick from Indian food. What do you get sick from?
I get sick of that question. Really. As long as they're being honest.
But, like, is there something like that at normal, like, we, you know, I don't get sick from, like, you know, a chicken, like, speaking of Subway, like a chicken BLT. But if I had, you know, some sort of Indian delicacy and whatever, you know, I'm going to be on the toilet for, like, a day or two. Is it vice versa for you?
Yeah, I actually, like, get superpowers from what makes you sick. But what makes me sick, do you remember the KFC double down?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That made me sick. And I did not even finish. I just had like a single down because that's all it took, man, let me tell you.
I mean.
And it was, I think I had one before I made the pick of Seattle over Arizona, to be honest.
Well, usually, you know,
and
you've
also,
done this.
Marshawn Lynch is very, very scary, man.
He's intimidating.
He went to your school, didn't he? Did he go to Toledo?
No, he went to University of California, Berkeley, one of the best schools in the United States.
Yeah.
He went on an academic scholarship, I believe, and then picked up the game of American football while he was there, is how the story is.
I don't think that's correct. Moving on, Green Bay at Minnesota, your last pick. Green Bay at Minnesota, under 48.5 points.
Yeah,
despite the fact that the Packers have scored over 50 points. Over 50 points the last 2 weeks, yet you're going Green Bay at Minnesota under 48.5 points.
I'm going to guess this has something to do with some girl in his past or something. This is fishy.
Don't you say anything about the conch, bro. As a has nothing to do with her, okay?
Do you have any pictures of her on your iPhone?
You think I have an iPhone?
It's an unpaid internship. We're trying to get there. It's only our second podcast. Maybe by the next time we have him here, we can throw him a little scratch.
Packers, here's what's going to happen, okay? I just don't like... What is a Packer? No one knows what a Packer is. It's a meat packer. I know what you're going to say. Yep. That's what Wikipedia says, but that's not the real answer. And what is a Viking? That's another made-up name. No one knows what a Viking is.
They actually discovered this country.
No, don't say it. I know what you'll say. But I think it comes down to this. The Packers' offense is, what you say, hot right now. But so was Big Ben Rothless Cheeseburger for about 2 weeks. And then the cool down.
Mm-hmm.
So I give it 2 weeks and then the cool down. So this is the cool down period.
I like it. I mean,
under 48.5.
You got to think that you can probably get that number, Murph, right? I think that number is going to rise. 48.5, it's early in the week. By the time Sunday rolls around, you got to think that number is going to be at 50.
That seems like a trap to me there. I would have guessed that came out. Just with the way the Packers are playing, I mean, you would have guessed that's 53. 50, mm-hmm.
You think Packers alone could go over the 48.5?
I don't know about that. I've won on them the last 2 weeks, but the Packers themselves -9, I think, is a phenomenal play. I do.
Minnesota's a very, very bad team.
They're terrible.
I heard you are a Chicago fan.
I am. Yeah. It's been tough lately. Tough.
And if they beat Minnesota, then
right. And Green Bay killed them.
Rakish.
I'll see you here tomorrow, right?
Actually, we only do the show once a week.
Well, okay, day after tomorrow, I'll be here.
Well, we'll see how the ratings are first. We'll see. We'll see how many people listen, and we'll actually. I think we'll gauge on how well your picks are. If your picks are dog shit,
okay,
then we'll give you a week off.
You should probably give your Twitter handle.
So. Oh yes.
Is Twitter huge in India?
Well, before I give the handle, I must ask, what is Twitter?
That about sums it up. Ladies and gentlemen, our smelly Indian intern, Rakish. Thanks a lot for coming in, Rakish. We'll get you a foot long tomorrow instead of the normal 6 inch.
Good
Thanks,
time.
Buddy.
Good time. I'll send you a fax later.
All right.
Fact or fudge?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our what is probably my favorite segment, even though we've only done 2 shows. This has to be my favorite segment. Fact or fudge? Today's topic. We're coming up on the 5-year anniversary, gentlemen, of Tiger Woods taking a 9-iron to his dome for basically sleeping with everybody but his beautiful wife. So, the question today is, did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow these broads or not? So, we brought the million-dollar voice, Ted Williams, a.k.a. Tyshawn Phillips. So, what Tyshawn's going to do is he's going to name a young lady. And I think who are we starting with, Andy? We're going to start with Andy.
Andy's first.
Andy's first. Right? Alphabetically.
I met one of the mistresses once. Barry. She worked. Yeah, this is what I was going to say. One of Tiger's mistresses worked at a bar in Hollywood with my buddies. And when it came out that she was a mistress, I didn't know who she was. I can't remember her name. But I might, when we're doing this, I might be like, oh, that's the one. But she was in, she worked at a bar with my buddy, and you know, he's like, oh, yeah, she was one of Tiger's mistresses or whatever. I was like, did you know before? He's like, oh, yeah, we all knew she was sleeping with Tiger Woods.
And they didn't tell you?
Well, no, it wasn't like, hey, man, this girl I know was sleeping with Tiger Woods. It was like it came out that he was, you know, cheating on his wife, and then she was like immediately to the press, oh, yeah, I was doing it too. And, I mean, it wasn't just like a topic of conversation that would come up. But he's like, oh, yeah, we knew it.
Wow, that's something that I would have told you right away.
Well, I knew one of the other girls was sleeping with, like, I think, like, T.O. or something. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, so then it all started flowing after that, yeah.
Well, no, I knew. I just found out about Tiger, like, I don't know. I didn't work at the bar, so I wasn't in the conversation. She was like, I fucked Tiger, you know? She was like, when all the mistresses came out, she was like, got on the TV and was like, I fucked Tiger, you know?
Well, good. Well, I hope that it would be very ironic. Not ironic, it would just be very fortunate for you, I guess, that...
If I could remember this girl's name.
Well, hopefully it comes up, you'd be like, dude, that's the girl, all right. All right, here we go.
I think he should be a half hooker favorite in this.
Oh, you give him the hook? Yeah. Give him the hook, so like you're... Yeah. You
a half whore favorite, what should we call it?
A half whore.
Your favorite. Vegas.
They're all okay. They're all halves anyway, so maybe you're a quarter horror favorite.
Vegas right. thinks you're going to win 6-4.
Ooh, okay. I like that. All right. So what do we have?
You guys got to explain gambling.
We have, so yeah, we have 10 girls. We have 10 girls on here, right?
There's 10 girls.
International NBA players.
That is only a small portion of
yeah.
Elder Tiger Woods.
So basically, there are half the girls on here, Tiger Woods plowed. The other half, they could be like my Facebook friends, relatives. They could be anything.
And you'll fill us in, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can we add a wrinkle to the game?
Sure.
Andy or I is allowed at one point in the game, we only get one of these, we can defer. So if he says the name and I don't like it, I can push it on him.
I like that.
The same, we can only do it once.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I like it.
Cool.
So, yeah, so that's how you could easily take a lead, I guess.
It's good. I like it. I like it. Yeah, if it gets down to the very end and you
we
have no
pun
idea,
for
defer, you put on him.
Passing the buck. Passing the.
Or say, I pass.
Slut.
I pass.
No. I'll pull out. Oh. I'll pull out on this one. Yeah. I'll pull out because Tiger Woods probably
way
never
to go
did,
with
right?
that pun.
All right, here we go. Yeah. So if you're going to pull out, it goes over to the next guy. All right, here we go.
Fact or fudge?
Who's first? Me?
Andy's first.
All right. Ready.
Omnipresent Andy, you are first. Ooh. Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not? Everyone has their I'll pull outs in order. No pull outs
yes.
have been used yet.
Okay, all right.
Debbie Sporlader. No umlaut. No umlaut.
I would not want this.
Debbie
one.
Sporlader.
No, that's fudge.
You're going with fudge on Debbie Sporlader?
Yeah, she's some girl you know from high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that is correct.
Yes. You know her from high school?
No. It's correct. It's correct that it's fudge. That's my aunt.
That's your aunt.
My aunt.
Debbie Sporlader.
That's Floyd Sporlader's wife. Yeah, Floyd.
Sporlader. Oh, Floyd's wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
my uncle Floyd. Yeah, my uncle
Woods.
Floyd. He's got Debbie a kid Sporlader. That has a stutter. It's great.
1 point.
One point for Andy. Great call,
one
man.
Nothing.
You know,
nothing.
You know your Tiger.
I feel like
Tiger
this is being down penalty kicks in World Cup. Like, I've been a huge disadvantage now. That
how many are there? 10? Wow. There's 10.
Yeah.
10 total. Right?
People,
right.
Each you get 5. Here we go.
I got to block this shot.
All right.
Fact or fudge.
Distract you.
Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not? Jaime Grubbs. Spanish pronunciation. Jaime Grubbs.
I want to see a Gimler family tree right now. Jaime? As in Jamie?
Also, like a.k.a. Jamie Grubbs. Jamie Grubbs.
Oh, so you guys are fucking with me on the Jaime.
I said Spanish pronunciation.
I'm going to say Jamie Grubbs got pancake house written all over. I'm going to say he did bang her.
Oh, damn it. That's the girl that worked at the bar. You're
is
right.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What are the odds of that? That's unbelievable.
Here's to you, Jaime.
Jamie Grubbs, Tool Academy contestant and cocktail waitress, had 31-month-long affair with
yes.
Woods and coughed up the voicemail to prove it. Thinks we are dumb enough to believe her when she says she didn't know he was married.
Jamie Grubbs.
That's according to the Hollywood Gossip.
Jamie Grubbs.
Jamie. All right, 1-1.
1-1.
I think it's unbelievable. The first girl on the list who actually did sleep with Tiger Woods is the broad you were talking about. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I'm at the disadvantage.
Who will be the Ronaldo? Because
you pulled my trump card.
The Ronaldo. Here we go.
Oh, no. What's the guy's name? Shit. When
Beckham.
No, when it was in the U.S.,
Alexi
the Italian Lawless. Guy missed the penalty kick. He was their best player.
Oh, we don't talk about soccer at the dead. It's all right.
Alberto. No, that's the skier. I was going to say
Alberto
Tomba.
Tomba.
Yeah, Alberto Tomba.
Oscar Pintores.
The fuck was his name?
That's right. You cannot concentrate on that right now. You have to concentrate on whether or not
crazy.
The name that is coming to you right now, whether or not this broad let Tiger Woods get inside.
Fact or fudge.
Give it to me.
Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not? Mindy Lawton.
Oh, what a name. What a name.
Agreed.
I'll say fact. Yes, he did that.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Mindy Lawton is a trailer.
Woo! That was a layup.
Trailer park waitress from Orlando. Kind of blah. Said Woods' wife, Elin, was pregnant during their affair and that Tiger hates condoms. Mindy Lawton. Actually plowed Tiger Woods.
Did he do a third person? Tiger doesn't use rubber.
See, I don't know who likes rubbers, but here's the thing: Tiger's rich enough to beat AIDS, so it doesn't fuck
yeah.
It's all right.
He's got more than Magic Johnson money.
Maybe he's got like something that as soon as he gets done, he just injects it, like just clears, just
shoots his,
just
dick
wipes out. Wipes the table.
He's just some futuristic like Men in Black shit. Like instead of just flashing your eyes, he just flashes his dick and his dick forgets.
And then he does the Kenny Powers and just says, "Here, you're gonna want to take this because you don't know the shit I got." Oh, all right,
Magic does have that.
All right, so we've got Ostroff so. 2, Barry Murphy 1.
It's 2-1, 2-1.
Man, God, who was that Italian guy?
I hate you.
Fact or fudge? Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not? Corey Wrist.
Can I get a spelling on Corey?
You sure this is the Blue Star game?
No, this is important, I think. The spelling of Corey.
Origin is Latin. No. spelling is C-O-R-I. That is C-O-R-I.
Risk.
Wrist.
Wrist?
Wrist. Sans W.
Come on, man. This is
Corey Wrist.
All right, I'm gonna use my
Oh, he's gonna pull out?
Yeah, I'm gonna
pull
out.
He's gonna pull out. This is great.
Oh, no, you can't look it up.
No, I'm not looking up Corey Wrist.
He's
looking
up this fucking soccer player, man.
Come on.
We don't do soccer at the Dud, man. No one cares.
I'm gonna say Corey Wrist is fiction.
Is that he did not plow?
He did not plow Corey Wrist.
That is incorrect. The pull-out method always works. I'm telling
you.
But you
want to know something?
Works.
I'm still in the lead.
No, now it's 2-2.
Now it's 2-2. Oh, because I fucked it up. I was confused on that.
I didn't know the rule on
Corey Wrist, according to Hollywood Gossip, was an aspiring, mostly failed model. She met Woods.
I would have said
Roberto Baggio. Are you happy? That's who missed it.
See, you're lucky he was looking that up. That totally threw him off.
You fucker.
I noticed that.
Corey Wrist met Woods at a Manhattan club last year, was married herself with a child throughout her fling with Woods. Corey Wrist actually plowed. So that's two for Ostroff, two for Murphy. This is hot. But you are all out of pullouts.
I'm out of pullouts.
All
right.
A good defense
I'm
is
not going to
pull out all over
off.
You, buddy.
You could rope me all you want.
All
fact
right.
Or fudge.
All right.
Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not? Liza Velarde.
Liza Velarde.
Oh, yeah.
Liza Velarde.
Can we take a quick second to give Tommy a lot of credit for upping his game this week in this game?
Yeah, he really.
Last week was a cakewalk.
Yeah, this one is a lot tougher. Liza Velarde.
That is about as slutty as the names you get.
Yeah. I want to say this is...
She's like in a Fast and the Furious movie. Like, she's like an extra.
Liza Velarde. My first instinct is to say no.
Really? Oh, you're going to do reverse psychology.
I'm going to say, well, that's what I did for the last one, so maybe 2-1.
He's all fucked up now, all because of this soccer player.
All because of fucking Roberto Baggio.
This is why we don't do soccer. It all fucks you up. No, we don't want to see any
fucked
soccer
it up, man.
Players.
Brazil won. Brazil won.
About,
it was at the Rose Bowl.
I think you're confused because I pulled out on you.
Yeah,
I'm going to say no. Velarde. I'm going to say no. No one. Well,
he
shit.
Didn't. Oh, wait. Did he lock it in?
No, he didn't lock it in yet. It's,
God, this is a hard one. Now I want to pull out, but you know what? I'll say no. It just sounds too perfect. No, he did not.
That is correct.
Yes!
That is correct.
Liza Velarde.
Although he might have. I mean, she pretty much fucked everybody else. I used to date
from your high school?
That was a chick that I nailed before I met my wife.
It's either Gibbler's ex-girlfriend or his aunt. Yes.
Awesome.
Oh,
awesome.
Look at that. He missed. He put it right on. Oh, he had a sweet ponytail.
No, that was my grandma.
Guys, hold on.
Yeah, Liza Velarde was a beautiful dark-skinned chick with huge fake tits that I nailed for
look
6 weeks.
Best part about this.
Oh, Liza.
Yeah, got me Mina.
Roberto Baggio misses the goal.
Oh.
And then look at that ponytail. Holy fuck.
Yeah, we hate soccer, buddy.
He's
we're talking about chicks.
Ponytail. I don't care, man. That's
shut
my
that
celebration
off.
Dance. That's right. My celebration.
The score is 3-2.
3-2.
Andy leads.
That was huge. That was huge. That was a big one.
Liza Velarde.
Did you know who Liza Velarde was?
No, but I'm going to call
her. No, I knew Liza, but I didn't know Liza Velarde.
Oh, man. That would have been perfect if you would have pulled out and then given it to you and you would have gotten it wrong.
Wrong.
I'm like, come on.
I would have, too. I would have said you did.
I plowed her. So I plowed Liza Velarde. Tiger Woods did not. Good.
That still gives you no points, Tommy.
Thank
That's
you.
No points.
It does not give me any points.
Tommy's
negative
losing.
Points, actually.
Tommy's got zero. Tom.
Negative
three
points for that one.
Factor fudge.
Hey, just remember, you can't pull
did
out
Eldrick
this
one. Tiger Woods plow this girl or
I might go
not?
Blind. I might go blind. I don't know.
Teresa Rogers.
Holy great name. He totally banged her. Absolutely. No question about it.
Teresa Rogers was fucked by Tiger Woods. Tiger's first and only bona fide cougar mistress, according to Hollywood Gossip.
That's about the best cougar name there.
Teresa Rogers. It's 3-3. This is crazy.
Mimi Rogers?
3-3.
I thought Teresa Rogers was like close enough to a Wisconsin-esque name where it might give you like, God, Gimmer knows this chick somehow.
Waitress at the Moe's, you know?
Next question.
At the Moe's. It was.
All right, let's go for it.
3-3. Fudge. Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not? Holly Sampson.
Oh, yeah, he totally did. That was the porn star.
Oh, yes! Oh, that is.
Yes.
That is Holly
There's
Sampson.
My Jamie Grubbs moment.
The crazy part is that Hollywood Gossip has her as a former porn star. I've seen tons of porn. She's still doing porn, right?
She's certainly back at it.
Yeah. Says she met first
After
met Tiger
Woods
at his
Woods fame.
First met Tiger at his bachelor party. At his bachelor party where they had sex. Spoiler alert, it wasn't the last time they did it. Holly Sampson. Ostra 4, Murph 3.
4-3.
Do you think Tiger Woods had any dudes at his bachelor party? Like, is he friends with anyone? His bachelor party was just him and a fucking
I think
hot
it was
tub.
Him, a bunch of hookers, and Ernie Els.
Just a bunch of chick from Brazzers. Or no, who's the dude who's kicked off the tour?
Ernie Els is like, wait, what's
Was
happening?
It Dustin Johnson who got kicked off the PGA Tour for doing blow and blow fucking other guys' wives?
Ass.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It was just those two.
He's 25. That's okay.
Next question goes to Barry.
Who's Roberto Bosch?
Factor Fudge. Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not?
It's going to be like Bernice.
Jules Muck.
What the fuck name is that?
It's got McGuanago written all over. Jules Muck.
Jules Muck.
It's either Gimler's grandma, his neighbor, or his teacher. I'm going to say, no, he did not bang Jules Muck.
That is correct. As far as we know, Tiger Woods did not plow Jules Muck. I just looked up Julie on Facebook, and it came up with Jules Muck. I'm not friends with her. We have two mutual friends on Facebook.
Not her.
She's worked at Jules Muck Paints. She lives in Venice, California. She's from Stroke-on-Trent. She's followed by 166 people.
Does she listen to crabdiving.com ever?
It doesn't. I don't have her as a friend or anything like that. So to see what she shares with friends, you have to send her a friend request. Maybe we'll send her a friend request.
Yeah. Maybe so. She sounds like a fabulous
Send her a link to the podcast.
So she did not, as far as we know.
So we're still tied.
It's tied 4-4.
4-4.
And each of you get one more.
I should just pull out to add drama to this.
Blind pull out?
I don't know. We'll
like
see.
You don't even know me. Like,
oh,
you've
man.
Never,
I'm not going to get
like
Holly
you've never
Sampson.
Never looked in
again.
My eyes. You're yeah.
Holly Sampson was an easy one if you jerk off as much as I do.
I wish Jamie Grubb was coming up.
Here we go.
Factor Fudge.
Yeah.
Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not? Marla Depew.
Oh, it's a great name.
Marla Depew.
That name sounds very Wisconsin to me.
It does.
So I'm going to say no, he didn't.
That's your answer? Or are you going to pull out?
No, that's my answer.
All right. Marla Depew is, again, just some broad I found on Facebook.
Yeah!
Wow.
We have one mutual friend.
Wait, is there a tiebreaker for
do you
this
know,
pride?
Do you know the comic names. Dan Fredrickson?
No.
Funny kid. He's a mutual friend with her. It looks like she sings. She's in a band or something like that. But anyway, she did not get plowed by Tiger Woods.
She in the Del Reys by chance?
She is not in that great band. There's only room for one female singer in that band.
Yeah, she's got a spot wherever she wants it.
She's a fan of Chris Isaak, though. So
Chris Isaak's? Is Wiki Game?
Yeah. So this is huge right here. Either.
Yeah, I'm just.
We have bonus material.
So yeah, so you could just sit back.
This could be your Roberto Baggio moment. What?
All right. It is 5-4. Real crunch time here.
We're crushing your game again, by the way. We're 19.
You guys are. You guys are just killing it.
But this is. Like, we're still killing it, but this is way more stressful.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my. Yeah.
Factor Fudge.
Like, there's nothing on the line, and I'm still freaking.
Did Eldrick Tiger Woods plow this girl or not? Jenny Sternberg.
Oh, What a great
this
slut
is a great
man.
One. It is.
Didn't you work with her on the Jenny Jones show? I thought so.
Her huge Jewish boobs. Jenny Sternberg. Right? Syracuse girl. You guys know what I'm talking about. Sternberg.
He can't use the pullout here either. He can't use the pullout.
This is a fucking
rubber. He's all in. He's all in right here.
All in.
I did it to Syracuse girl.
We've got Ostroff at 5, Murph at 4. Did Tiger Woods plow Jenny Sternberg or not?
Yeah, he did.
The correct answer, Murph. He did not. I used to work with her.
Yes.
I used to work with her at Red Peg Marketing.
We do
a real nice girl.
Yeah. Tremendous, tremendous.
Anything but a slut.
A real nice girl.
Anything but a slut.
Wave her around my head like a helicopter.
That was a great. Yeah, give yourselves a big round of applause. That was beautiful.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.